Hare Krishna, we request all devotees to bless Subhashri by chanting one time Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Minitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminidinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Dharini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Today I would like to thank Temple Management Rajapriya Mataji and Uttam Padma Mataji for giving me a chance for taking Gopal class. Today, I am going to share some information about Yamaraj. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 3rd Chapter, 20th Sloka, Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumaraha Kapilo Mano Prahalado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vyasa Kirvayam. Translation: Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhu Manu, Prahalad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and I, Yama, myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhavata Dharma or surrender unto the Supreme Lord, and love for him is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for the ordinary human beings to understand. But if chance, one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated and he returns home, back to Godhead. One of the 12 Mahajana is Yamaraj. Yamaraj's father name is Suryadev and his mother name is Saumya. He is having a sister. Her name is Yamuna Devi. Yamaraj is a dear devotee of Lord Krishna. Now I am going to say a small story of Yamaraj. One time Yamuna Devi invited her brother for the feast. In the feast she made different varieties of food and her brother also accepted and satisfied her service. After satisfying, Yamaraj asked, "Do you want anything?" Yamuna Devi said, "I don't have anything for myself, but if any person comes and baths in this Yamuna river in this day and worships Yami Yama temple, you should not punish that person." And Yamaraj also accepted the boon. Now also many people are coming and worshipping in Yami Yama temple. The temple name is Yami Yama temple. It is there in Visvamgat in Mathura. The day which they celebrated is called Bhaidooj Day. In Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 29th sloka, Ananta Sasmina Gana Varno Yada Samaham Pitruna Maryama Sasmi Yama Samyamatamaham. Translation: of the many hooded Nagas, I am Ananta, Adam, and among all the aquatics, I am demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestor, I am Ariyama, and among all the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Translation written by Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. In the first, it is explained of there are many living entities who give punishment to their miscreants, and among all them, Yama is a chief. Yama is situated in a planet near this earthly planet. After death, those who are very sinful are taken there and Yama arranges different kinds of punishments for them. Do you know that Yamaraj came in this world as Vidura on the mountain, road to Riddhi Kshetra from Palpa? One can see them beautiful yet barren valley called as Manduka Rishi Kshetra. At that time, in that place only Manduka Muni was meditating. At that time, some police constables caught some thieves who were concluding themselves in the hermitage of Manduka Muni. The police constables, as usual, arrested all the thieves, including Manduka Muni also. Manduka Muni did not understand what was happening there. Then Manduka Muni asked, "I can't understand anything. Can you say me what is happening here?" Then they went to the magistrate. The magistrate specifically punished the Muni to the death by pierced with a lance. When he was just to be pierced, this news reached to the king, and the king suddenly came here at once and stopped the act on consideration of his being a great Muni. The king personally begged the Muni's pardon for the mistake of his men, and the saint at once went to the Yamaraj, who prescribes the destiny of the living beings. Yamaraj, being questioned by the Muni, replied that when the Muni was in the childhood, he pierced an ant with a sharp saw, and thus he was put into difficulty. Now, the Muni thought it unwise on the part of Yamaraja that he was punished for his childish innocence, and thus the Manduka Muni cursed Yamaraja to become as Shudra, and this Shudra incarnation of Yamaraja was known as Vidura, the Shudra brother of Dhritarashtra and Maharaja Pandu. But this Shudra was equally treated by all his nephews, including Bhishma Deva. The Kuru died, and due course, Vidura was married to the girl who was born in the womb of Shudrani by a Brahmana. Although Vidura did not inherit the properties of his father, still he was given sufficient state property by Dhritarashtra, the elder brother of Vidura. We all know the story of Ajamila. He discontinued all his religious principles and started to live prostitute and did all kinds of sinful activities. He named his last son as Narayana and calls him frequently because the child is very near and dear to him. By calling Lord Narayan's name, the sins accumulated by Ajamila started to vanish. While Ajamila was on the deathbed, Yamadutas came to take out his soul. Seeing the ferocious face and body of the Yamadutas, out of fear, Ajamila started to call, "Narayana, Narayana, Narayana." By chanting the holy name of the Lord, Ajamila had met 4 orders carried from Lord Vishnu. They were very beautifully and quickly came to rescue Ajamila. The order carriers of Yamaraja ruffled and defeated the order carriers of Lord Vishnu. Yamadutas approached to Yamaraja to tell him about this incident. Having heard from his servants, Yamaraja started giving instructions to his servants. "My dear servants, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamila only chanted to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayana. By chanting holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayana, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. After hearing from the mouth of their master about the extraordinary glories of the Lord, his name, fame and attributes, the Yamadutas were struck with wonder. Since then, as soon as they see a devotee they fear him and dare not to look him again. The essence of Sanatana Dharma or eternal religion is extremely confidential. No one but the Lord himself can deliver that confidential religious system to the human society. It is by the mercy of the Lord that the transcendental system of religion can be only understood by His few devotees, specifically the 12 Mahajanas. With the blessings of Guru and Gauranga, we are fortunate to chant the holy name of the Lord, hear the pastimes and qualities of Lordship through our ISKCON temple. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki, Guru Maharaj ki, Jai.